Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Several years ago, when Citizen Cider got started in Essex, they took a page out of the CSA handbook and created a CSC, Community Supported Cider. And now, there's the CSF, Community Supported Fish. Here to tell us about that and the salmon that's part of the CSF is Sally Pollock. She's a food writer for 7 Days. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Who is it, Sally, that's bringing Alaskan-caught salmon to Vermont?
It's a man named Lynn Stiart, who has a sort of one-person fishing company out of a town called Petersburg, Alaska, with help. His wife, Maria, and other family members and deckhands are part of the operation. But Lynn is the fisherman and lives in Duxbury with Maria, his wife, half the year and on a fishing boat in southeast Alaska for the other half of the year.
And what is this thing they call a CSF?
I've eaten the salmon. It would be good with some of the CSC. I could see this boiled salmon with cider on it. It's a community-supported fish, so you can buy a share of the fish that Lynn fishes for. And it's coho salmon and king salmon, and it makes its way back to Vermont. And then you can buy a share of the fish and have it, you know, over the course of a season. And there are also retail outlets and farmers markets where you can buy it.
What makes this salmon different from commercially caught salmon?
Well, to hear Lynn and Maria, who's been on the boat quite a bit too, talk about what their day is like is pretty remarkable. For one thing, it's caught by line and hook. Each fish is caught individually, placed in a padded area, and then, you know, put on ice in a hold on the fish. So it's really the fish is caught and handled with care. Also, the sort of size of the enterprise. Lynn will catch maybe 21,000 pounds of coho salmon and about 300 king salmon over the course of a 5 or 6 month season. And the big commercial net boats, he told me, are catching 50,000 pounds of fish in half an hour. So they're doing more than double his haul in half an hour is what he'll get in a season.
So the commercial fishermen will just take a big net, scoop up a bunch of salmon. This guy's got a line and pulling them in.
A couple hooks could be on a line. But once he gets it up, you know, out of the water and in, he's doing it individually and killing it in one fell swoop. As Maria said, let's put it this way, he makes it look easy. I mean, I think it's quite an endeavor, each individual catch. Not to mention the life you're living on a boat, working 20 hours a day.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about Honey Will You Fish of Duxbury. Sally, like you said, this is no easy life. So tell us about conditions for salmon fishing in Alaska.
So Lynn's on a 31-foot boat called Honey Will You that he bought in Oregon and sailed with his father from Oregon to Alaska. And you sleep in a little sort of V berth. They're very short, apparently, in a sleeping bag. There's a diesel stove for cooking, and, you know, the toilet is a 5-gallon bucket with a seat on it. And you're up, you know, with the sun up at 4:30 or so, maybe Lynn says might have a cup of coffee, and then he starts fishing. And by the time the day is over, there's a deckhand, and he and the deckhand have eaten and cleaned up. It's, you know, 10:30, 11 at night. I think he said he can't remember a deckhand who hasn't passed out drooling at the table just from fatigue. And he trolls a 500-mile stretch of coast up to 10 miles out. And then he has a 4,000-pound ice capacity hold storage on his boat. And when that's filled, it could be every, you know, if the fishing's hot, maybe every 2 or 3 days, more likely 4 or 5, he beats it into Petersburg with the fish, and it's filleted and frozen and vacuum packaged in this little hub of activity that's a fishing village that comes to life during salmon season.
And this is how many days a week, how many months?
7 days a week, you know, 5 to 6 months a year.
And staffing the boat can be quite an adventure.
Yeah, Maria sells the fish at farmers markets in Richmond and Waitsfield, and she says that sometimes, I wouldn't say glamorous, but exciting and adventuresome and interesting. You're like, holy moly, you do this? Well, I mean, that's what my reaction to it was. You know, plus I was eating it with these guys, and they live way up on, high up on the backside of Camel's Hump. And anyway, so it's a neat little setup, like half the year in the ocean and half the year on a mountain. But Maria says sometimes people ask her at the farmer's market, like, what it takes to work on the boat. And she's like, well, you have to be 5'10 or less, shorter, because it's a small little hold where they sleep. You know, you have to be able to work really hard, harder than you can imagine. And either male or a very close female family member, because the quarters are tight. Apparently, one man from Morrisville gave way to Lynn's mother, who's in her 70s. He went out and was hired and lasted about 6 days and quit, came back home. And Lynn said he gave his mother 4 days' notice. So this man from Vermonter was replaced by a 72 or 3-year-old woman who he said it takes a certain breed. She did a good job.
Then how does the fish that's caught in Alaska wind up on Vermont tables?
So it's shipped by airplane from Petersburg to Boston. Maria drives down to Logan Airport and brings back boxes of frozen salmon and puts it, you know, in their freezer and then sells it through various outlets. You can get it at some food co-ops in Vermont through the CSF. One restaurant, the Poke Scale Bar in Williston, serves their salmon, and farmers markets.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 days. Thanks so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.
And listeners, we have plenty of delicious past episodes of the cafe. Go to vpr.net/podcasts.